WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. This is your girl, Sienna Cruz, back with another dose of Level Up Daily to kickstart your week, but wait, hold up. We're doing things a little differently today. It's self-care Sunday, which means we're hitting the pause button on hustle mode and diving deep into some serious recharge and refresh for our minds. You know that feeling when your brain is buzzing like a beehive, thoughts are racing faster than a cheetah on caffeine? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But fear not, my amazing listeners, because today we're going to equip you with the tools to silence those mental alarms and create a sanctuary of peace within. Think of this podcast as your Sunday self-care spa day minus the cucumber water there that sounds lovely. We're about to unpack 5 golden nuggets that'll transform your self-care Sunday into an oasis of calm and rejuvenation. First up, ditch the guilt. Remember, taking time for yourself isn't selfish, it's an essential investment in your well-being. It's like filling your own cup before pouring out for others, you know? When you're feeling depleted, you can't show up as your best self to your loved ones, your work, or even just your inner badass. So, let go of any societal pressure telling you that relaxation is a luxury, then embrace it as the non-negotiable priority it truly is. Next up, get intentional with your time. This isn't about scrolling endlessly through social media or binge-watching reality TV, although, hey, no judgment here. I'm talking about activities that genuinely nourish your soul. Think taking a long bath, meditating under the stars, reading a captivating book, or even just losing yourself in a creative hobby. Whatever sparks joy and allows you to disconnect from the daily grind, make time for it. Ever feel like you're running on autopilot? You know, those days where you blink and suddenly realize hours have flown by without you truly being present. Intentional self-care helps you break free from that hamster wheel and reconnect with what matters most. Speaking of present, let's talk about mindfulness. It's all about bringing your full attention to the present moment without judgment. No dwelling on the past or stressing over the future, just a deep, conscious awareness of your thoughts, feelings, and sensations right now. Try incorporating mindful breathing exercises into your day, focusing on the sensation of each inhale and exhale. Or maybe spend a few minutes simply observing your surroundings, the colors, the sounds, the textures, and truly experience them with all your senses. Remember those childhood days when you could lose yourself in building a pillow fort or drawing fantastical creatures? Tap into that sense of childlike wonder. It's okay to let go of adulting for a few hours and embrace activities that bring you pure joy, even if they seem silly or frivolous. Take out your crayons, build a Lego masterpiece, dance like nobody's watching, trust me, nobody is. Or simply spend time daydreaming, let your imagination run wild. Remember, playfulness isn't just for kids, it's an essential ingredient for mental well-being. Now here's where things get real. Self-care isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. What works for one person might not work for another. So experiment. Try different activities, explore various practices, and discover what truly resonates with you. It's all about finding those pockets of joy and serenity that help you recharge and refresh your mind. Trust me, the more you nurture yourself, the more vibrant and empowered you'll feel. Let's say you have a big presentation at work coming up. You're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and like your brain is on fire. Instead of hitting that snooze button or spiraling into anxiety, how about dedicating Sunday morning to a self-care ritual? Take a long walk in nature, listening to the birdsong and breathing in the fresh air. Then whip up a delicious and nutritious breakfast. Think avocado toast with poached eggs or a smoothie packed with superfoods. Afterward, settle down with a good book or catch up on that inspiring podcast you've been meaning to listen to. By Sunday evening, you'll feel centered, calm, and ready to conquer that presentation. Remember, beautiful souls, self-care isn't about being perfect or having it all figured out. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and spirit. So go ahead, pamper yourself, embrace the quiet moments, and recharge those batteries. You deserve it. Now, go out there and own your week, knowing you've started it with a powerful dose of self-love and intention. Don't forget to share your self-care Sunday rituals with me on social media. Use #LevelUpDailySelfCare. Let's inspire each other. And until next time, keep leveling up, my loves.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.